Everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, this is about Gerry Adams. Let's call him by his real name, Gerard. So Gerry Adams, Gerard, is a pathological liar, having for decades denied having been a member of a terrorist organization called the Irish Republican Army, the IRA, more specifically the Provisional IRA, when the IRA split into officials and provisionals. But I mean, he most certainly was. And how do we know this? We know this from the IRA. There's Brendan Hughes, or the Dark, as he's commonly known as, who is his dear friend. You can see a photo of those two, Gerry Adams' arms around the shorter guy in the 1970s, bosom buddies beaming. And Brendan Hughes, Adams carried his coffin. Okay, he liked him. He held him in the highest possible regard. Brendan Hughes said that Gerry Adams was in the IRA. Now, why would Brendan Hughes say that if it weren't true? And if it was such a slur, why did Adams honor him by carrying his coffin? You can listen to the Boston College Project tapes. I've listened to them. They interview various people involved in the Northern Ireland conflict, particularly in the early stages of the 70s. Brendan Hughes, David Irvine, the UVF terrorists, and so on. These voices from beyond the grave only to be broadcast after these people died. Irvine and Hughes have both gone to hell. But anyway, Hughes, held in the highest possible regard in Republican circles, partly for going on hunger strike in the early 1980s and chickening out. But anyway, there wouldn't be stronger proof than that. And indeed, Dolores Price, who was an IRA woman, a hunger striker as well, as I think. But anyway, when she died, it's quite a few years ago now, again, Gerry Adams had some warm words to say for her, despite her saying that he was her commanding officer in the Provisional IRA and so on. So again, why would she say that if it were false? She can't exactly be accused of being a Crown agent. Indeed, she supported the dissident Republicans towards the end, was utterly opposed to the Good Friday Agreement. So Republican sources are saying it. Now, Sean O'Callaghan said it as well, who was a senior figure in the Southern Irish IRA, Kerryman, as in he's not, he said actually killed two people in Northern Ireland. I don't know. He died of a heart attack in a Jamaican swim pool a few years ago. I never had the honor to meet him. Someone who was absolutely gallant, who realized he'd done wrong and actually went to a long way to undo some of the harm he'd wrought to bring, he tried to bring back freedom, democracy, human rights to Ireland and fighting against the Republican terrorists. So really stuck his neck out, risking his life for years to help bring down the terrorists, to bring peace. And he said that. I know he's abominated in Republican circles, but that doesn't prove that what he's saying is false. Some of what he said is verifiably true. And coming back to, Brendan Hughes saying that Gerard Adams, he's the one who gave the order to murder Jean McConville. She's a woman who the IRA accused of having informed the Crown forces. And Dolores Price said that she drove the car when Mrs. McConville was abducted and taken to be killed. Now, Mrs. McConville, she's living in a Catholic area. It's the Divis Flats, have I got that right? And she was a Protestant woman. So maybe that's why suspicion fell on her. I mean, she was married to a Catholic man who died some years before, left behind several children. And indeed, Adams threatened one of her sons years later. So this obviously terrorist reigning by terror and so on. Now, I know the loyalist terrorists were utterly despicable, carried out hundreds of sectarian murders. The IRA and the Irish National Liberation Army, they also committed sectarian murders, as in this is killing people because of their religious denomination, not because they're an organization fighting against you, but just because the sort of church somebody was baptized in. Now, the loyalist terrorists were the lowest of the low, but they at least admitted they were sectarian. The Republicans had the chutzpah to claim they were anti-sectarian despite all these sectarian murders. And no, it wasn't quite so many as the loyalists carried out. Now, the loyalists carried out these sectarian murders partly because they were sectarian. But the other thing is they didn't have easily identifiable targets. The IRA, INLA didn't facilitate them by wearing uniforms or having buildings or obvious bases. The INLA, the IRA, they want to attack the Crown forces. So that meant army bases, Royal Ulster Constabulary stations and so forth, an office of any unionist party. So Gerry Adams is lying about this as well. Indeed, he used to write for Unfoblucht or Republican News, and I was one of the only unionists who was a regular reader of it in the 1990s. because I expose myself to countervailing points of view. I'm very, very open-minded. I go out of my way to try and understand things from an opposing perspective. Always self-questioning, thinking, could I be wrong? Should I be on the other side? So I'm extraordinarily open-minded, and I can articulate the opposing viewpoint. I genuinely comprehend the other mindset, which is not to say that I share it. Anyway, so he wrote for Unverblüfft way back in the early 1970s under the nom de plume of Brownie, saying, rightly or wrongly, I'm an IRA volunteer, about when he was interned in Lonkesh, a former RAF base, which later became Her Majesty's Prison, the Maze. So there he was saying he was in the IRA at the time. So his father been in the IRA, was jailed for the attempted murder of a police officer about 1942. A few of his brothers were in the IRA, I think one of his nephews. So why wasn't he in it? So what was he doing? Unemployed most of the time? And I know then he was elected to public office and so on. He's got no good reason to say he wasn't in it, and no way of explaining why does that say that. Why did the Garda Síochána say it was in the IRA? Why did so many politicians in the Republic of Ireland say it's in the IRA? Why did the British Army, why did the RUC, why did unionist politicians, why did really everybody except for Gerry Adams say that he was in the IRA? He has lied and lied and lied, and has no credibility whatsoever. The thing is, having lied for half a century, he can't very well say, actually, I lied, because then his credibility is gone. It reminds me of the Semmelweis reflex, how people believe what they want to believe and not what the evidence proves. And if people have subscribed to a certain belief, if they're then presented with absolutely irrefragable proof disconfirming that belief, they very often won't abandon that belief, say, the evidence doesn't exist, the evidence is bogus, the evidence is irrelevant, or something like that, because they feel foolish to have been con for such a long time. They're invested in it. They're emotional about it. It's part of their identity. They feel they let down their friends and family, and so on. So Gerry Adams can't be trusted in anything else when he says lies about this so much. And obviously, you can see when he's blinking, giving the tells of lies, and rubbing his nose and things like that when it comes up to this particular one. Now, he's launched his libel action against BBC Northern Ireland, but it's being heard in Dublin, maybe because it's ideally damaged the reputation in the Republic of Ireland or something like that, about the murder of Dennis Donaldson. So Dennis Donaldson was an IRA man who decided to turn good, and he became an informer for Her Majesty's government. And then helped to prevent lots of crimes and so on. Now, he didn't necessarily do it for high-minded reasons. He did do it. I mean, I think he was blackmailed over something or other. So that's one of the reasons that that terrorism was defeated. So these informers, we owe them a lot of debt of gratitude. They helped to bring peace. They're the unsung heroes of this, and they will have been a conflict of loyalties. Some of them found it hard to act against people they liked on a personal level, their relatives, their friends. An ideology they agreed with for some reason. But anyway, they still did it. And obviously they knew if they're caught by an extremely cruel organization like the IRA, they'd be tortured, they'd be murdered, and so on. And Gerry Adams claiming the IRA never tortured people, despite the evidence beyond any doubt on their victims, and so forth. Or that the IRA didn't engage in drug dealing. And so who would be stupid enough to believe a single word he said? Now, I'm not saying he's the only one who lies. I mean, everybody lies. I know it's hard to believe, but even I lie. But most people try and tell lies which are small, which are close to the truth, which are somewhat credible, so that it'll only be a half truth or something like that. And now, the murder of Dennis Donaldson, I've no idea whether Gerard Adams authorized this or not. I begin to suspect that he didn't actually, which is why he's launching this libel action. He hasn't launched libel actions for loads of other things. I mean, an IRA, Gerry Adams was indeed the IRA chief of staff in about 1985. The front page of the Times newspaper, and I know the Times isn't right about everything. Goodness, why didn't he launch a libel action about this or that or loads of other things? And he's launched court cases in the courts of the United Kingdom since the 1980s, proving how just the United Kingdom is. Even an unrepentant terrorist like him, even he gets a fair hearing, and that there is the legitimacy of the courts. If Northern Ireland is not part of the United Kingdom, you wouldn't go to its courts, but you go there because you recognize the legitimacy of Northern Ireland's place in the United Kingdom, that even he expects justice there. Anyway, Northern Ireland is very lucky to be part of the United Kingdom. It's possible Northern Ireland might choose to leave the United Kingdom and fuse with the Republic of Ireland. And everybody says were that ever to transpire, then that would be facilitated. So there's absolutely no excuse for terrorism on any side, loyalist or Republican, throughout the Troubles. I'm very glad we have peace now. And the price we pay for peace is obviously injustice, that someone like Gerard Adams has not served a day in prison since the early 1970s, when obviously should be doing penal servitude for life. And there he is enjoying a luxurious retirement that was denied to so many of his victims. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecalland79@gmail.com. Goodbye.